Okay, Chevron, let's learn some Torah. The Mishnah tells us that there are 39 malachos, Amarbaim Chaser Achas, and the first malacha that we'll encounter, there isn't that much Gemara about this malacha over here, the first malacha that we'll encounter is the malacha of Hazoreah. The Rashash gets the ball rolling in discussing the malacha of Zoreya. And the Rashash, in a celebrated comment, is that the Rashash, first of all, the Gemara Menachos tells me that kol zman shelo nishrash kiman deshadi b'kad adonim, that until it takes root, it's as if it is in a jug. In other words, that the seed in the ground is not doing anything until it takes root. It's kemanda shadi b'kada dummy. Nonetheless, and the Mishnayos and Shavuos, I should add, tell me that seeds don't take root for 3 days, right? Or some say 14 days, some say 30 days. So it takes a while for the seed to take root. This is in Shavuos and Perek Beis because of dinim of Tosefes Shavuos. Remember, Shavuos means v'shavsa ha'aretz Shabbos Lashem, that the land shouldn't work during Shemitah. So I shouldn't do something Erev Shemitah that will make the land work on Shemitah. So you're not allowed to plant even after they were mevato the dinim of Tosefes Shavuos, right? There's a halacha l'maaseh misina of Tosefes Shavuos that we were mevato at some point. There, it doesn't take effect anymore, but still you can't plant within 3 days of Shavuos, right? Erev Rosh Hashanah is something you're not allowed to plant. Why? Because I'll be making the land work on Shemitah. Good. Because Riyah takes a few days. So, correct the Rosh Hashikasha. If it takes some time for it to take root, and calls man that it doesn't take root, it's Kamanda Shadi Bekada, so how can I ever be chayiv for his Riyah? I put the seed in the ground, and it takes time for the seed to germinate, to begin to grow. So l'chayim, what chiyuv can there possibly be, right? Because it's going to start to grow on Tuesday. So why should I be chayiv? So Rosh Hashanah has a yisoid. And Rosh Hashanah says, keiv on the ayideh zriyasu ata yishare shacharkach chayiv kimo ufe betzola. And Rosh Hashanah says that since, because of my mice and now that I put in the ground now, it will grow later. So I'm chayiv, just like if I bake, I'm chayiv, even though baking and zayveya are the two malachas that ki'ilu happen on their own. No? When you think about it, all the other malachas, also shtei batinim, I'm doing it right now. Memachik, I'm doing it right now, I'm smoothing it out. Right? All the malachas, I'm doing it now. The only malacha that I begin the process and it continues till later is Bishol / Ofe and Zayreya. So Hashem says, oh, you're chayav for the ma'isa that you do now, even though it's ne'efe v'nitzla acharkach me'elav. But therefore, the Rashi says, im lokat hazera kodem shenishrash, Nira de Potter la Mafreya al Mashazara came on the Lonis Kaima Machshavto. Zak the Rashash that if, maybe if someone who's more able bodied can move over and leave a chair, right? But Zak the Rashash, if I take the seed out of the ground now, before it takes root, so la Mafreya, what emerges is that I'm Potter. That's the yisod of the Rashash. The Gemara in Daf Dalet has a shayla about if a person is roida the pas, if someone, if I put bread in the oven, should you come along, right, and take the bread out of the oven so you don't violate afiyah? Meaning, the iser will really set in after it bakes. There's no issa for putting the bread in the oven. And if I can get the bread out of the oven So lemafreya, what emerges is that you didn't do an issa. There might be an issa drabon and the v'diyas apas. That's on the sugi over there.
So it's called.
It's a chachma ve'ena malacha. But the fact is, the fact is that there's no iser malacha until it bakes, and similarly, there's no iser until it takes root. That's the yisoid of the Rashash. Consequently, the Rashash says halacha l'maisa. If someone puts bread in the oven, right? A person, you know, ma'achrim matzeis min haShabbos. That's what we have in the Zemira. Some people assume this is like one of the calls in the Torah. To be ma'achrim matzeis min haShabbos. The person is rushing for Shabbos to be over. The person puts bread in the oven right before Shabbos. Zok the Rashash, there's no iser. Because it bakes. Right? If... Well, I said it backwards. Mizeh nirli ha'ofer b'Shabbos im chasheicha chayiv after ein shahus shetigomer api yasom mi'ba'od yom. If I put it in the oven right before Shabbos is over, but Rashash, you're going to be chayiv. The iser is putting it in when it will take, when it will bake. If you stop the process, l'mafreya, you didn't violate an iser, but if you don't stop the process, so you violate the iser, mishar rishona, that's the site of the Rashash. And the Rashash has a perfect comparison between afiyah and zoreya. The bar plukta of the Rashash is both the minchas chinuch, in mitzvah reish ches tzadi, right? We don't want to say reish tzadi ches, because that spells something uncomfortable. Reish ches tzadi, and the minchas chinuch here in the Mosach HaShabbos in Zoreya Ois Beis has the same idea, I believe. And the Igletal, thank you. And the Igletal in the Sivkatin Ches of Zoreya, the Igletal says the same Yesod, which is that there is no comparison between Zoreya and Mevashel. Mevashel, the Iser only takes effect later on when it bakes, when it cooks. Zoreya, the Iser is for putting it in the ground right now. And therefore, according to the Minchas Chinuch, if a person takes the seed out of the ground before the seed begins to take root, that person has just saved himself or herself from the Iser Shabbos. I said backwards. According to the Rashash, if I take it out beforehand, I'm tired. I take it out beforehand, I save myself an Isra Shabbos. According to Minchas Chinuch, if I take it out beforehand, I still violated the Isra Shabbos.
You take it out on Shabbos.
Take it out.
You put it in on Friday.
According to the Rashash,
right.
If I put it in on Friday and I take the seed out on Sunday or Monday,
yeah.
So what emerges is that I don't get any Isra, according to Rashash. According to the Minchas Chinuch, the Isra of Zoreya is putting it in the ground. You put it in the ground, you violated the Iser. If you want to take it out later, doesn't help. That's the site of the Minchas Chinuch and the Igletal. So far, so good?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason to be mechalik between Afiyah and Zriya. The svara of the Minchas Chinuch is not abundantly clear. Why should I make a chiluk? So if you read in the Minchas Chinuch itself, that it sounds like what he's saying is simply because since Zoreya always takes... By the way, those who didn't yet get the Marmakomis, here Marmakomis.
What is the Minchas Chinuch hold by Ofer as opposed to Zoreya?
So by the Minchas Chinuch holds that Ofer is different than Zoreya. By Ofer, it requires the result of it getting baked.
Okay.
By Zoreya, it doesn't require the result. Zoreya, the nature of the malacha is just putting it in the ground.
What would be the
Ein HaTzricha L'Gufa? Zoreya, when the Ein HaTzricha L'Gufa? I'd have to be creative. In other words, if I plant something, I put something in the ground for some other reason. Usually, if I put it in the ground because I want the seed, not because I want the seed to grow, not because I want the plant to grow. Maybe, I don't know.
But if it doesn't really matter whether it grows or not, then.
But again, that's because putting it in the ground is the maisa hamalacha, but the machshava behind the malacha is because you want it to grow usually, right? So it could still be in the tzricha guf if I put it in the ground for some other reason.
Let's say, trying to hide the manure from someone, so you bury
the seeds. Trying to hide stuff. Okay, so that's a gemara on that nunam abeis, no? Turn to nunam abeis. What? The svar to be mechab between Zoreya and Ofra, we didn't say it yet. If you want, I'll say it now. Then we'll turn to Nunan Beis. I'll say it now. So the svar to be mechab, it might be as follows. The first time I heard this svar was years ago in Marasha Kolel, Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen, that he's very into the svar of Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. So Scheinberg has this in one of his svarim, which is, the way Rabbi Cohen said it is, you ever saw a woman cooking? Does she forget about the pot? No way. Every moment you're involved in it, it's an ongoing pu'ula. It's ongoing. You keep on going, you're checking the pot, you check, you want to stir it, right? You're always looking at it to make sure it's going properly. That's cooking. But Zoreya, you put it in the ground, you forget about it, no? Then you remember, right? A few weeks later, you see this thing coming up, you remember it. But you forgot about it. So therefore we could say that the pu'ula of Zoreya is done when it's in the ground. The pu'ula of Bishol / Afia is not done at that point. That's the first svara. Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
not
sir.
True for all
cooking.
It's not true for all plants.
So this svara is proposed. I should point out that this machlekes is between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rashash, the Tzvi Pesach Frank, in a letter that he wrote to the author of the Shvisas HaShabbos, which is found in the Shvisas HaShabbos in Sifkatin Tes in the Be'er Rechovos. It's on page Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel in the Sefer. But Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank points out that this is an old machlokas between the Mahari Beirav and the Maharal Bach. Right? In other words, the Gedolim of, Tzfat versus Yerushalayim at that 16th century Tekufa when they wanted to redo Smicha, right? Those Gedolim had a machlokas about this issue also. Okay? That's one ha'ara. And he points out this svara, he points out this svara that it could be that you don't violate the
issue.
No idea what you're talking about.
Do you say that once you lost
Mich,
you forget about it?
Too wild. I don't know. Too wild. But he points out, where is this? In the Reb Usher Weiss's Sefer Tzimin Nunches on page Kuf Tzadi, I'm on the wrong page as I couldn't find it. So he points out that this is a svara that the Achrenim have, but it's not mistaber. Because first of all, baking in general, you don't keep on stirring the pot. You just put it in and you don't check it, as opposed to cooking. Moreover, when I plant something, and I think this is what Zach was saying a minute ago, when I plant something, often I'm very involved in continuing to prune and to pour water, etc. I do all of those activities, and that's why it's just not mistaken. So then the bomb size. Yeah, they mamish work at it every second.
Yeah.
If you miss like one day of bonsai pruning, the whole bonsai is like a bracha levatzala, right? Okay, good hara. So then he tainas that maybe the machlokas over here is how am I magdir the malacha? Is the malacha tikkun hapas? which is what it seems to be by Afia. The malacha is to prepare bread, to fix the food, to make it ready. But by Zeria, the malacha is putting the zera in the karka, and teva allows it to grow. Zoireya, he says, is a malacha that would happen naturally. The Maisa Adam is just putting it there. Teva takes over. As opposed to Afia, where the Maisa is a Maisa Adam throughout. So therefore, Afia, again, in terms of explaining the Minchas Chinuch Svara, there's a difference between Afia and Zeria. Afia is a human activity. Zeria is a human starts a natural process.
This is the Shitas of Rav Yitzchak Cohen.
It's very similar to what Rav Yitzchak Cohen is saying, but it's not exactly the same. Because even in Timtzum Leimar, that it's baking and I'm not involved in the, right, it's not like checking the pot every moment, but still, it's not a natural process. Right? Zeria is a natural process that a human begins.
They both use a natural process. I mean, they both, in the field, uses a natural process to...
Whoa. It's not really a natural process. It won't happen on its own. Zeria could, in theory, happen on its own. If a seed falls, it could grow.
Fish also can happen on its own.
Not really, because you need some sort of fire. You need some... Fish
yeah,
can't...
you put it on a fire and walk away. You need the ground for Zeria.
But the point is, I need the ground. The ground isn't a poel, right? I would say the fire process involves, it's a much more active process in the cooking. I think that's clear. Right? It's more, Zeria is more of just a natural process, and perhaps. So take it or leave it. Now, the Rashash would say that fundamentally, we compare Zeria to Afia, which means that according to the Rashash, Zeria is also a malacha that is not just put it in the ground and let nature take its course, but Zeria is producing a plant. Like just like Afia is producing food, producing bread, Zeria is producing a plant, according to the Rashash. No? It's a very different malach. Now, just one ha'ara about this, and then we'll go back to the machlokes Minchas Chinuch and the Rashash. Turn back to the Mishnah. What's the shear of Zoreya?
Mashahu.
Mashahu? Who says that?
I don't think anyone gives a shear to it.
Look in Rashi.
Yeah.
Rashi diva maska ha'ofa. Zot Rashi.
Right?
Oifer wasn't in the Mishkan, blah blah. Skip towards the middle of the Rashi. Vishi'uran shall elu kigrogeres chutz michoresh de bekoshehu.
All right,
it's koshehu. Zot Rashi, what's koshehu? Choresh is koshehu. Zoreya, the shear is a grogeres, no? That's what you state Rashi.
Grogeres
is a small. What?
The volume of a
fig.
But the seeds have to be
Gregarious,
or the plant that you're producing with the
seeds? Wait. We'll talk about that in a second. But according to Rashi, the shear of Zoreya is not a koshehu. That I know. A seed can be a koshehu, no? Some seeds are tiny. But for Rashi, I'm not chayiv on the seed qua seed, because there's a shear of Zoreya of a koshehu. But when I open Rambam, in chapter 8, Lua 2, Parakas Halacha Beis, Zuck the Rambam, that the shear of Choreish is a Koshehu, and the shear of Zoreya is Koshehu. Now, the shear of all the Melachais in Sidura de Pas, Kotzer, Me'amer, Dosh, Zore, Borer, etc., the shear of all those Melachos is a Grogeres. But the shear of Charisha is not a grogeres. That's the Befeirish in the Gemara on Kuf Gimel, where the Gemara says that the shear of Charisha is a koshehu. The Hezber HaDavar probably is that the chafza of malacha, when I talk about sidur de pas, is the item, is the food item. Bachoresh, the chafza of malacha is the ground, not the food. No? Charisha is to prepare the ground to produce food. So choresh, the chafza of malacha is the ground. Other malachos, the chafza of malacha is the food. What about Zoreya? Is Zoreya, is the chafza of malacha the ground? Or is Zoreya the chafza of malacha the food that I'm producing? So that seems to be a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Right? The Rashi says that the malacha of Zoreya, the shira, is a grogeres, meaning the chafza of malacha is food. And for Rashi, Zoreya is part of Sidura the Pas. It's the same as Kotzer, Ma'amer, Borer, all of them, the Shira is Grogeres. The only exception, according to Rashi, is Choresh. The Prima Gun already noted. There's Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam here. But the Rambam is going to tell me that Zoreya is the same as Choresh. That the Cheft of Malacha is as if it's the ground. That would mean, I would argue, perhaps we could say, this is Schwartz's idea, so if you don't like it, you don't have to accept it. But I told this to Rabbi Sobolovsky this morning, and he said it could be, which I guess is some sort of endorsement. But it seems, I'm looking for people to schmooze with. It's like, I'm out of my element. Like, different base measure, I should say, it feels different. But the I think the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam is very similar to machlokas Minchas Chinuch and Rashash. The Rashash is focused on the lahaba of Zoreya, no? The Minchas Chinuch is focused on the right now of Zoreya. Rashi is focused on the lahaba of Zoreya. Rashi says the Shir is Gregeris. Vus Minchas, what means the Shir Gregeris? That's what Ari asks. I'll tell you what it means. It means that the seed expands, it gets bigger. And as the seed expands and gets bigger, memela I have, right, a grogeres worth. Right, that's the malacha according to Rashi. It's lahaba. But the Rambam is saying that the malacha is right now. Right now, you put it in the ground, like the Minchas Chinuch says. That's when you violate. You can't save anything, right, by taking it out. That lacha ora, again, conceptually, I think these issues are teluyim zebezeh. Yeah, Yosef?
Would it be possible, to explain the Rambam, like, you have other places where the Rambam doesn't require a shear? Like, wherever you have something that's significant, Rambam says you can suffice with types of shear, right? Like, one letter of Din Sefer.
Well, the Gemara has all those cases. Usually there's a shear required. One letter at the end of the Sefer we spoke about last time, that might be a Malacha Makib Apatish, or maybe the Chashivas itself. But the fact is, this for sure is a shear. Koshahu means that there's no shear. Right? Pachais me, if I do part of a letter, I'm for sure not chayiv.
Right.
Right? There is a shear. Whether the shear is os achas or shtei osios, right? But there's for sure a shear.
Is it possible Rambam doesn't have a shear because he's completely completely focused on the end result? I mean, because what you're putting in the ground is going to sprout, it doesn't really matter how small the seed is.
I mean, that might be the svara behind it, but the fact is the Rambam says that it's a koshahu, which means that I'm chayiv out the koshahu. For the Rashi, I don't think I can be chayiv, and Rashi says that the shear is a grogeres, which means I'm not chayiv until I have a grogeres amount. I have the standard seed that I put in is much smaller. Teretz, for Rashi, I have to be focused on, right? For Rashi, it's not going to be chayiv until it expands.
I guess, is it possible the Rambam thinks the object of the malacha is the seed? It's just that because what we're focusing on is the sprouting rather than the...
I think that sounds a little backwards to me. The malacha, again... I think Machlokas Rashi and Rambam pretty nicely connects to the Machlokas Minchas Chinuch Rashi. One second. Yossi, you had a comment before?
So, according to the Rashash's view, for instance, is there a tzad of Groma here?
So, again, I think what we'd have to say is that certain malachos you're chayiv on grama. Right? There are certain melachos that the Torah tells me not to do. Right? Zoravarach masayasof. Right? The Gemara shouldn't it be grama? Okay. The answer is malachas machshavas asra Torah, which means, and the Rosh has this in Bava Kama, that any malacha that ordinarily is done ayde grama, I'm chayiv ayde grama. So that doesn't trouble me.
There is grama on Zriya, but the mice is still.
And there could be grama Zriya if I have like some sort of machinery and the seeds come down, possibly.
So it's not a grama. The mice are still putting the seeds in the ground.
But the point is within the Rashash's Hagdarah, that the malacha is that it continues to.
6 to 3 days.
It doesn't separate your action from the result, it separates your action from the purpose of the action.
Separates your action from the result. If you hold it
it takes 3 days to germinate. Yeah. So I do the. It's like in the Yeshiva Shirei song. The mice is over here, and the chalos is over there, right? And the result of putting the seed in the ground, according to the Rosh Hashanah, is a relatively neutral act. The real malacha is when it grows. For the Minchas Chinuch, putting the seed in the ground is a terrible thing. That's mamish the malacha of Zorei on Shabbos.
Rosh Hashanah is good to Israel on Tuesday.
What?
Once
Tuesday comes and the seed begins to grow, Lamafreya, I violated an Isra Shabbos.
So how do you get Hasra?
What?
How do you get Iman Hasra?
I get Hasra because if things stay the way they are, I'm going to be in violation. And, according to the Rashash, well, not exactly. It's not called Hasra Suffolk. If I set up a situation that right now, if everything is left as is, that's not called Hasra Suffolk. Hasra Suffolk is like, Hikazev, Chazav, Hikazev. I'm not sure who's my father, right? So the Maisa now is indeterminate. Over here, the Maisa is a. Right, we spoke about these types of ideas in the Igwe Tal about putting something. In a makom that it could become Yad Soledes, right? Those types that we spoke about these types of stuff.
On this Tuesday,
now
on this, it's not Shabbos,
so
you shouldn't
think
the habits of Shabbos.
What about Gru on Shabbos? So whatever, whether it would be an Isser Ma'aser Shabbos on Zriya alone, right, we can think about it. It happens that there might be certain items that grow right away, but Hayotze, I don't want to be mafapo too much. I hear from Zach, and there's a lot more to say about this. Even if eventually it grows, I'm chayiv. You're right, if no rain comes and it never grows, so then I'm not going to be chayiv. According to Rosh Hashanah, if it never grows, I'm not chayiv. According to Minchas Chinuch, if it never grows, I am chayiv. I think that's correct. Right? Now, we spoke about this svara before, that maybe within the Minchas Chinuch, Afiyah is different than Bishul. Afiyah is different than Zoreya, because Zoreya is like a natural occurrence, and Afiyah involves that you have to do something. This is not 1,000,000% correct. This is another one of my ideas. If you like it, fine. If you don't like it, okay. But there's a machlokas in the Igalei Tal and Sifkat in Zion. He has a machlokas between himself and the Magen Avos about, can you violate Zoreya if I put a seed in the ground and I never cover the seed with dirt? The Magen Avos says that the Isser is when you cover the seed. But according to the Igalei Tal, you can violate Isser even without covering it. Now, l'cha'ore, if you hold that you have to cover the seed to violate the Isser, so then I can't say it's mamish a natural process, can I? Because not everything will get covered on its own. If you hold to say this natural process, Svara, I think you have to assume, like the Igalei Tal, that the malach is just putting a seed on the ground. And if it never gets covered, right? Kach nirlefi in the yistaiti, but let's go on. So I have a machlokas, Rosh Hashanah and Minchas Chinuch. According to the Rosh Hashanah, if I plant something on Shabbos, what I should really do is I should Motzei Shabbos. I can't do this on Shabbos because it'd be in this Muktzah, etc. But Motzei Shabbos, go and dig it out and take it out, and then you don't violate an Isser. No? That's what the Rosh Hashanah would say. Minchas Chinuch would say it doesn't help. The Shvisas HaShabbos, in the source I quoted, Shvisas HaShabbos writes, Me'ikar hadin the Minchas Chinuch is right, and the Rashash is wrong. But L'Rav Chadamil, so you may as well try to get the seat out. That's what he says. Now, why does he assume that the Rashash is wrong? He has two Gemaras against the Rashash. One is a Gemara on Daf Kuf Beis. The Gemara says, let's say I'm Bisholgeg on, let's say here, Zahakla, Kochayabe Chatos, Ein Chayavin, Achetahitri Lassan, Besofan, Shkaga. If I throw something, and after I throw it, I remember that it was Aser, so it's not Tri Lassan, Besofan, Shkaga. Before it lands, I remember that it's Aser to throw from Rishus Hayachas, Rishus Harabim, right? Right, so the Gemara in Kuf Bey says, "Tmichay v'chatas v'tchilaso v'sofo shogeg." Comes along the Shvisas HaShabbos and says, "If it has to be tchilaso and sofo shogeg, that would mean l'cha'ora that to be chayiv misa has to be tchilaso v'sofo b'mezid, and that l'cha'ora means that the Rashash is wrong, right?" Because what's the likelihood that you're going to be b'mezid and not take the seed out of the ground? That's his ha'ara. Now, after the Shvisas HaShabbos wrote this, the Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank wrote a letter to the Shvisas HaShabbos. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says, one second, you're comparing Kasha and Barsht. Right? The Mishnah over there says you need Tchilas of a Sofa Shogeg. That's for Karban Chatos. That doesn't tell me anything about the Chi of Misa. Just doesn't say anything. There's no comparison. Then the Shvisas HaShabbos, however, has another Gemara that he thinks is a Raya. The Gemara in Gittin speaks about as someone is Noteya B'Shabbos B'Shogeg Yekayim B'Mezid Ye'Oker. If a person plants on Shabbos B'Shogeg, so you leave it. The mazig ye'aker. Correct the Shvisas HaShabbos if the Rashash is correct. So, right, this is Gutin Daf Nun Gimel. So even if I'm Noteya B'Shabbos B'Shogeg, I should be ye'aker. No, I should be Mechuyev to uproot it. That's, I thought, a really good raya. That's a really good raya that the Rashash is incorrect. And l'halacha, the Shvisas HaShabbos paskins like the Minchas Chinuch, not like the Rashash. But Tzvi Pesach Frank wants to paskin like the Rashash. So he says, aye, what about those Gemaras about Noteya B'Shabbos? Zuck Tzvi Pesach Frank, that he thinks maybe those Gemaras are talking about something that grows very quickly. If he has something that mamish begins to grow right when you put it in the ground, so such an item, right, I can't be oikirin on Shabbos, because then I'd be in violation of an Isser of Kotzer. And the din of Ye'oker that the Mincha, that the Shvisas HaShabbos has is a raya that's talking about something that takes a few days to grow. And if it takes a few days to grow, I should be Oker it, right, to prevent the Isser from setting in. But if something grew already, there's nothing to talk about. You violated the Isser.
But it's not necessarily a good raya, because if you was a raya to shogi, And then you don't take it out, it's still, the Maisa Shabbos wouldn't apply because it was still B'Shogeg.
If I'm Zareya B'Shogeg, but whoa, but shouldn't I be Mechuyev to take it out to prevent my Isser?
Your Ukr doesn't mean you take it out before it.
No, I'll take it out after Shabbos. It takes a few days.
Your Ukr doesn't mean that you take it out before it germinates. Your Ukr means you take it out if
you take it out right away, whenever you can. The first opportunity you take it out. I can't take it out on Shabbos. Yeah, after Shabbos.
That's what Yogi means? I thought Yogi means that you can't benefit from the Zriya, so once it fully grows, you still can't, you have to uproot it, and you can't get benefit from it.
Unclear. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I just thought that the Shvisas HaShabbos' rayas are actually pretty strong. Now,
wouldn't we find, we talk about
sloth,
for instance, that
help back
the growth.
The caper bushes, they're awesome.
Right, so even that, we say it takes like 3 days or...
But that means to grow all the way fully grown. Shalas, how long does it take for it to take root? How long does it take for something, right? Oh. Now, if you, there might be some halacha lemaisa implications or applications of this machlokes between the minchas chinuch and the rashash. Look in the Magen Avraham and Simin Shin Lamed Vav Sif Katan Yud Beis. Did I give this to you on the Maramakumas? I think I did.
Yeah.
That's an unusual case of Zriya. Zoreya usually means that I put a seed on the ground. What about if I put chitim or saorim into the water, right? And when you put grains in the water, eventually the grains begin to take root. I'm sure everyone did this as a kid at some point. You put like an onion in the water and you see the roots come out.
So you fix the puzzle like that.
Okay. I mean, it takes time. But yeah, right, it's doable. If you have Hadas Shnik Namrosh, assume that's possible. That's Machlikas Hatanoyim. And Machlikas and Shoklev, Hadas Shnik Namrosh is possible. But were it to be possible, then you can fix it this way. Correct. You make it grow. Make it take root. So, the Gemara is Vachim. And Daf Tzadi Dalad. The Gemara is speaking about the Sugya Shriyaso Zehu Kibuso. The sugya that if I soak
fabric,
that's the halachic equivalent of laundering it. As I state in Gemara. And in the context of that Gemara, the Gemara says, if I throw water on the beged, I'm chayiv. And if I throw my seeds in liquid, I'm going to be chayiv. And the Gemara discusses, am I chayiv mishum zayrei? Am I chayiv mishum lush? Because it could be it's a type of seed that like combines it bonds one to the other right away, and maybe the chiyuv is out lush. And it's unclear exactly how I paskin in that Gemara what the chiyuv really is. But we paskin that there is a chiyuv if I throw seeds into water. It can be a chiyuv. But the Magen Avraham writes that the chiyuv is only later on when it begins to grow. Whoa. The pashtus in the Magen Avraham is that the Magen Avraham is saying something very similar to the Rashash. The chiyuv is out zayreya, but the chiyuv doesn't set in right away. It could be that when it takes root, l'mafreya, I'll be chayv for throwing it in. But the pashtus in the Magen Avraham is like the Rashash says, that the chiyuv is only later on. And the Chaya Adam is quoted there in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Nun Aleph. The Chaya Adam disagrees. Chaya Adam says, no, you chayiv right away when you throw it in. Aye, didn't we say that it takes some time for the seed to germinate, etc.? So Zuck the Chaya Adam, you chayiv from the first second if you threw it in a way that the seed could germinate. If I have behemoths that are going to come, we spoke about this in our Shirim and Vishal a bit, in terms of the psikratia issues, right, to avoid, if I have a behemoths that are going to come and eat it before it germinates, so then I'm not chayiv. But in this case, I'm going to be chayiv. In this case, right, according to, if it will germinate later on, chayiv from the original ma'isa. That's what the Chaya Adam says. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shar HaTzion, Sif Katan Mem Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, he reinterprets the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah says that even when the Magen Avraham said that you're not chayiv right away, what the Magen Avraham meant is, right, that you're not chayiv right away if it won't germinate later on. But if it will germinate later on, you are chayiv right away. The pashtus in the Mishnah Berurah is that Mishnah Berurah is like reinterpreting the chaya, is reinterpreting the Magen Avraham, I should say. I'm getting tired. But the Shvisas HaShabbos says that he thinks the Magen Avraham means something very similar to the Rashash. That the chiyuv is only for later on. But if the Magen Avraham meant something very similar to the Rashash, then Achrei Kechol Sakol, the Mishnah Berurah, is not paskening that way. Okay? So now, effectively what we have is this huge machlokas between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rashash, and it seems to be also, I would say, a machlokas Rashi and Rambam, and also a machlokas Magen Avraham and Chaya Adam, But Yesh La'ayin, and look in the Shvisas HaShabbos, he makes this point that Lamaisa, maybe Zoreya in Mayim is different than Zoreya in Karka. If I'm Zoreya in Karka, that's the real Malach of Zriya. But Zoreya in Mayim is at worst a Tolda, right? Because it's not the normal Malach. It's at worst a Tolda, so maybe over there everybody holds that it has to germinate later on. In other words, maybe the Magen Avraham is not a Raya to the Rashash, because it has to grow later on, like the Rashash says, yeah, but that's because I'm talking about being Zoreya on Mayim, right? In that case, I'm throwing the seeds on Mayim. That's why it has to take root. Because or else it's not Doma. Told is a Doma to the Av. This is not Doma to the Av. There's no Karka here. The only reason it's Doma is because it will germinate later on. Okay, Chevra, have a good Shabbos. A lot more to say. We're going to get right into the Malachas. Yashikayach.